的介绍。
I'm honored and to be wonderfully introduced today.
首先呢，我恭祝各位圣诞蒙福，还有呢，新年充满喜乐。
First, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
我们非常感谢神啊！今天我们看到大家都很高兴、很快乐啊，特别看到教会的弟兄姊妹他们很用功哈、很努力的来练唱来演那个从圣经的故事把它表达出来。我们为他们每一位他们的忠心服事，为指挥、司琴司班员，还有各位的弟兄姊妹在这方面服事的，我们好不好给他们一些掌声哈，把荣耀归给神哈。
Let's give applause to every performance today and glory to the God.
非常感谢神，因为耶稣基督的降生，我们可以能够听到，甚至可以唱一些非常好听的圣诞的歌曲。
Praise the Lord, because the Jesus birth today, we can listen to some of the wonderful music because of His birth.
因为耶稣基督的降生，我们可以聚集在一起，我们有教会。
Because of His birth, so we have church, we can get together.
我们可以一同来奉主的名，我们可以敬拜他。
We can worship in the name of God.
今天全世界都在庆祝圣诞节。
Now we're all celebrating the Jesus Christ's birth all over the world.
全人类的历史的焦点都集中在耶稣基督的身上。
The main point, the importance of human history, concentrated on his birth.
到底耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus Christ?
在圣经当中，神如何告诉我们、启示我们？耶稣是世人的救主。
In Bible, there's many revelation that he's our savior.
还有耶稣基督的降生，到底对你、对我有什么的关系？
And then what's the relationship for his birth to you and me?
我们如何能够度过一个有意义的、也充满喜乐的一个圣诞的节节？
How can we celebrate a meaningful Christmas?
今天我们就从马太福音来思想，来找出那个答案。
Let's look into the message from the book of Matthew.
好，现在我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，因为耶稣基督的降生，我们可以聚集在一起来敬拜你，来服侍你。
Thanks to the Lord, because of the birth of Jesus Christ, we can be here to praise you, to worship you.
我们更谢谢你赐给我们有你自己宝贵的话语。
Thanks for giving us your precious words.
我们现在就求你的圣灵充满我们整个的会场。
Let your Holy Spirit be with us, everyone here.
带领我们从你的话语里面能够进入真理。
Lead us through your words to know the truth.
我们恭恭敬敬地把以下的时间交托仰望你。
We give the following time to you.
求你继续与我们同在。
Be with us all the time.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Pray in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，现在请各位一同站立，我们恭读神的话语。
Let's stand and read God's word.
圣经是记载在马太福音第一章，我们从十八节到二十三节。
Let's read Book of Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 to 23.
我们可以用自己方便的言语，用中文也好，英文也好我们就把神的话语念出来。
Let's read together.
好，一二三，请。玛利亚已经许配了钥匙，还没有寻娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫要是是个异人，明明的时刻暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的侍者圣堂他要将生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。二十二节，这一切的事成就是要应验主这先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子， 有人要称他的名为以马内利。还有一段的经文我们念在最后一章28:19-20。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。好，各位请坐。
Please be seated.
马太福音我们知道哈，一共有28章。
There's a total of 28 chapters in the book of Matthew.
假如我们从马太福音第一章来看，我们就知道是马太福音整章书的开始，是一个介绍。
The first chapter is the introduction.
28章可以说是这章福音书的结束，也是一个结论。
Chapter 28 is the conclusion.
假如我们很仔细的来看，我们就发觉有里面呢前后是互相呼应的。
But we can see the relations between chapter 1 and 28.
那么到底马太福音告诉我们什么的信息呢？
What's the message in the book of Matthew?
首先我们就看马太福音第一章就介绍耶稣是主他降生的过程。
The first chapter we know the process of his birth.
从马太福音第一章呢一开始15节里面呢，我们很多弟兄姊妹灵修的时候或是读经的时候都读过了，但是很快就念过去。
Verses 15, we usually study and just glance through it.
有一些人呢，对这段的经文呢忽略了。
Some neglect to know the real meaning.
但是他有很重要的信息告诉我们。
But it's an important message in it.
他告诉我们什么呢
？What's in there?
他告诉我们，耶稣是。确实有这个人。
He tells us Jesus exists.
因为他有家谱可以查查考。
There's family tree.
就好像你跟我一样。
Just like you and me.
比方说，我姓何。
My last name is Ho.
我有我父亲曾祖祖父等等，一直推上去，我有我的家谱。
So we can see the family tree of my whole family.
你也有你的家谱。
Everyone has our own family.
每一个人都有你自己的家谱。
We know their family tree.
证明什么呢
？What's the proof?
就是你的存在。
Your existence.
你真的在这个世界来。
You exist on this world.
耶稣的降生，我们从他的家谱里面，我们可以看到，确实有这个人。
From his family tree, we know Jesus exists.
不是虚构出来的。
It's not a make-believe person.
还有第二个重点告诉我们。
The second important part.
耶稣是王的后裔。
He's a descendant of a king.
他是大卫王的后裔。
He's a descendant of King David.
他有背景，他有一个很好的背景的。
He's a royal priest.
但我们只是看十六节的时候。
But when we read through verses 16.
就有一个很大的转变。
There's a change in verses 16.
因为十六节告诉我们。
In verses 16, it says,
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣，是从玛利亚生的。
And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
他是童贞女玛利亚所生的。
He was born in the Virgin Mary.
所以18节到20节，刚才我们已经念过了，你可以看到。玛利亚是从圣灵怀孕生子的。
So we know Mary was impregnated through the Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们一个很重要的一个真理。
That's important truth.
就是耶稣是从童贞女玛利亚所生的。
So Jesus was born from Virgin Mary.
但是呢，假如是玛利亚自己来宣告，不算数。
But Mary didn't announce this good news herself.
假如玛利亚说我是怀孕生子的，这个不算数。
If Mary told us she was pregnant and gave birth, it doesn't count.
约瑟宣告不算数。
Joseph proclaimed won't count either.
人宣告不算数。
Any human being declaration wasn't counted as.
神宣告才算数。
Only through God we can.Believe the declaration.
所以呢，在二十节的时候，我们可以正式念结束的时候，有主的使者 向他梦中显现，大卫的子孙约瑟不要怕，只管娶你的妻子啊，玛利亚，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
So from verses 20 we can tell, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
所以在第一章24-25节怎么说呢？
Verses 24.
约瑟醒了，起来，就遵着主的使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来。只是没有和他同房，他就生了儿子，就给他起名耶稣。
So when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
啊，所以呢，神亲自的来宣告，这个才算数。
So God himself proclaimed that counts.
耶稣是童贞女玛利亚所生的。
Jesus was born through Virgin Mary.
不单是马太福音开始告诉我们这个真理。
Not only through Book of Matthew.
还有在28章最后的结论里面也告诉我们另外一个真理。
In conclusion, in chapter 28, he told us another.
他告诉我们什么呢？
What was in chapter 28?
他告诉我们，耶稣是一位复活的主。
Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
所以在28章里面告诉我们。
So in book of 28,
啊，
chapter 28,
大家都很熟了哈，在安息日的啊七日的头一日哈，我们就知道哈，天啊有那个妇女哈，他们就来看那个坟墓看，但是天使告诉他们，你们所找的耶稣他不在这里了，他已经复活了。
We know the story of empty tomb that the angel proclaimed he was resurrected.
好，然后就告诉他，你快快去告诉其他的人，啊，门徒告诉他，啊，说他从死里复活，还有呢，他会见啊见你们，在加利利来见你们。
So proclaim to the other disciple he was resurrected and he will meet you at Galilee.
啊，这个是天使的宣告。
This was a message from angel.
宣告耶稣是复活的主。
The angel proclaimed his resurrection.
他真的是复活的主。
He's the Lord of resurrection.
因为我们再看下去的时候，
Because with further reading,
我们就知道耶稣复活之后，他显现给门徒看。
So he revealed himself after his resurrection.
12个门徒看见他。
All the disciples saw him.
500个弟兄们也看到他。
There are 500 people saw him.
然后他就升天了。
Then he ascended to the heaven.
所以马太福音28章告诉我们另外一个很重要的真理。
So there's another important truth in the chapter 28 of
the book of Matthew. 告诉我们，耶稣是位复活的主。
Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
所以在马太福音里面，从开始到结束，告诉我们耶稣不但是童贞女玛利亚所生的，也是一位复活的主。
So from the beginning, he was born Virgin Mary, and he's the Lord of resurrection.
啊，这个是非常重要的。
This is a very important point. 啊，
我们到底怎么样来对我们的主呢？
How should we face our Lord?
我们知道在路加福音也有记载耶稣基督降生一点的事情。
In Book of Luke, there's a similar message. 啊，
我们知道刚才，在，青少年他们演出的一个，圣经的故事里面，我们知道了天使就向牧人人来宣告，告诉他们，在马槽里面为你们生了一位救主，就是主基督。
So we know from the nativity performance earlier, we know a savior was born.
什么叫主呢？
What is Savior?
就是一般的解释，就是当我们的生命遇到有危机的时候，我们遇到有困难的时候，他可以让我们避免，他可以带领我们脱离这个危机，这个就是救主。
Savior is the one who help us, save us from danger.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，就是说救主呢，能够以救赎的大能，以用主的权柄，能够对付一切世上有罪的人。
But also in the Bible tells us the Lord has the power of redemption for all our sins.
好，什么叫主呢 ？The Lord.
What is the meaning of the Lord?
好，就能够带领我们解决啊、解决一切的困难哈、啊，帮助我们来带领我们走前面的道路。他是我们的啊、跟随啊、我们是跟随他的。
So Lord is the leader for us.
哈哈，就是能够面对永恒，能够面对一切世代的人。
So he can lead us to eternity.
什么叫基督呢
？So what's the name of Christ?
Christ 就是 Messiah 的意思。
Christ meaning is Messiah.
哈，就是有王的身份，有一个权柄的。
It's a king with power.
啊，他能够实现真正的统治权。
He can realize the power.
啊，他能够实现神的国度。
He can achieve the kingdom of heaven on earth.
啊，所以耶稣他呢，我们。庆祝耶稣基督的降生，我们必须要晓得，他是童贞女玛利亚所生，他是复活的主，他更是我们的救主，也是基督。
So we know he's a virgin birth, he's the Lord of resurrection, he's our Savior, the Lord and Messiah.
真的，他是我们的救主。
He's our Savior.
啊、今年啊、去年哈、啊、年底的时候，我有机会去啊、巴西来做宣教。
And last year I went to Brazil.To spread the gospel.
哎呀，我呢就去到一个餐馆，因为啊、教完课之后，他们的学生啊、其中就请我就啊、吃那个晚餐，然后就大家有啊、在组里面呢有一些的沟通。
So afterwards, we went to a restaurant for a fellowship.
当我们去到的时候，因为是五点钟，所以呢，全国餐馆都没有人。
We arrived 5 o'clock early for dinner.
啊，所以呢，啊。在巴西因为治安不好啊，所以我们早一点用餐，早一点回家就比较好哈、啊。所以我们就五点钟我们就去了、啊。
Because it's not too safe in Brazil, so we want to eat early and go home safely early.、
啊、因为我们早去，所以呢，他们的大厨哈、啊，餐馆的大厨哈、啊，他就出来招呼我们。
Because we were the only guests around that time, so the chef came to our table.、
啊、我就跟他分享耶稣。
So I share gospel.
我就跟他啊见证耶稣是位大能的神。
I witnessed to him, Jesus.
但是我就问他第一句，我就问他。
The first question to him.
我说你有没有听过主耶稣这个名字啊
？Have you heard about the name of Jesus Christ?
他说我有啊。
I have.
我说哦，你是啊、已经啊、相信啊、接受主耶稣了吗
？So are you a believer?
啊，他说还没有。
Not yet.
啊，我说这很奇怪，我就问他，你在什么时候、什么地方曾经听过耶稣啊？
Why and when did you first heard about Jesus Christ?
他就告诉我他的经历。
He told me his experience.
他在美国某一个州来做那个啊啊啊餐馆来做那个大厨的。
He was in the United States for training as a chef.
但是呢，他后来就搬家去别的州。
He moved to another states.
当他搬家的时候，哈、啊，快要离开那个餐馆了。
When he moved.Just about to leave the restaurant.
有一个基督徒就向他传福音，就告诉他啊什啊那个救恩的事情。
A Christian shared the gospel to him.
当时候他告诉我，他说没有用心来详细来听他怎么来解释。
He didn't pay attention to the message.
啊，他就告诉我，好了，我现在赶时间了，我需要开车了。
I was in a hurry to leave.
啊，那位基督徒就跟啊对他说。
The Christian mentioned that to him.
啊，没关系啊。你现在时间不够我就为你祷告好不好
It's okay, you're in a hurry. Can I pray for you?
起码呢，我为你的路途 来祷告，希望神呢，耶稣呢，给你一个路途的平安，来搬家到别的州。
At least I pray the Lord will look after you moving.
所以他就说没有所谓了，好啊，
of、
他们就祷告。
Pray for me.
祷告之后，他说我就离开了。
After praying, I left.
他就自己开那个车，一直从一个州去到别的州。
He drove all the way to another state.
过了一个钟头之后
，An hour later,
他说不知道为什么事情 ，boom， 有一个 car accident， 有一个交通的意外。
An hour later, he bumped into a car accident.
很奇妙的一件事情。
Miraculously,
他全部的车都毁坏到非常的大。
His car was total.
但是他没有事。
But he didn't have a scratch.
没有受到伤害。
Nothing happened to him.
他就告诉我，那个时候他觉得很奇妙。
He felt miraculous at that time.
他就马上想起来，哎，刚才一个钟头之前，有一位的基督徒为我祷告。
He recalled a prayer 1 hour earlier.
可能耶稣救了我。
Perhaps Jesus Christ saved me.
啊，自从那一次，他对耶稣就比较印象比较深一点。
From that point on, Jesus made the pressure on him.
但是从来都没有人继续 follow up 来跟他来跟进来告诉他福音。
But no one follow up with him about the gospel.
啊，我马上就跟他说了。
So I follow up with him.
啊，我说朋友，我们见面不是偶然的，神带领我来这里，就是向你详细解释什么叫信耶稣。
There's a reason we met today because I came to explain the meaning of Jesus Christ.
你有没有时间让我来跟你分享
？Can I share it with you？
他说好啊
，Sure。
所以我就跟他分享了。
So I share with him.
啊，怎么样？啊，为什么信耶稣？信耶稣有什么的？啊，做基督徒啊，应尽的尽的本分等等等等，有什么福气？我就告诉他。
When and how to become a Christian.
然后我就邀请他相信接受耶稣。
And I invite him to accept Jesus Christ.
啊，他跟我说我愿意。
And he said.
所以我就马上带他就做一个决志的祷告啦。
So I let him.
啊，然后他跟我一句一句来。
So he prayed with me.
啊，然后当中我要给他自己来认罪悔改。
So he repent.
非常非常的宝贵的一个时刻。
It's a very precious moment.
因为他经历到耶稣是他的救主。
He experienced Savior of Jesus Christ's life.
各位朋友，我不知道当中有哪位你听过耶稣，但是你还没有正式来相信接受主耶稣的话。
Any of you heard about Jesus but hasn't made up your mind?
今天你来到教会来庆祝耶稣基督的降生，不是偶然的。
There's a reason you came today to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
是有神美好的带领。
God's will brought you here.
今天就是你的时间，你宝贵的时间，你人生的宝贵的时间。
Today is the day.
你需要接受耶稣做他。
You need Jesus in your life.
做你的救主。
To be a savior.
我们当中已经相信耶稣做我们个人的救主了，我们是信徒了。
For all the other believers.
到底在我们的日常的生活当中，我们的祷告，我们是不是常常都说，主啊？我们的神啊，我们是不是真的把我们所需要的，我们所顾虑的事情，真的带到神的面前，承认他是我们的主呢？
Do we really pray every day to give us to give him our all burden to him?
只是我们祷告一个啊普通的、常常惯用的惯用语哈、啊，就是主啊，主啊，就是这样的呢？
Or praying just a formality?
啊，求神帮助我们。
We really need
好好的去思考。
Really pray.
假如我们真的相信耶稣是我们的主，是我们的救主，是我们的基督，我们就必须要好好的顺服他，依靠他。
If we do believe, we need to obey him, follow him.
无论我们发生什么的事情
，No matter what,
我们用信心来认定他。
Faith be with us.
我们有病痛，我们仰望他。
If we have sickness, we lean on him.
我们有难处。我们依靠他
We have difficulty,
因为他是我们的主
he's,
我们的救主是我们的基督
our Lord, our
我们不但庆祝基督的降生要晓得他是世人的救主我们更要知道他是与我们同在与你同在的
He's not only a Savior God with us all the time
好我们就看马太福音第一章我们从二十二节二十三节，我们一同来念哈。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 1 verses 22 and 23. Let's read together.
啊，圣经怎么说呢？他说，这一切的事，那我们一同来念好不好？一二三，请。这一切的事成就，要应验主这个先知所说的话，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Which means God with us.
然后我们再看二十八章二十节。
And let's go back to chapter 28, verses 20.
哈，圣经怎么说呢？他说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
And to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
从第一章提到。神与我们同在。
So chapter one, God with us.
最后一章也是提到神与我们同在。
Chapter 28, I am with you always.
前后是呼应的。
So correspond to each other.
但是神与我们同在，他们用那个原文呢是 Emmanuel.
The original meaning is Emmanuel.
到底那个哈以马内利哈告诉我们什么呢？
What's the meaning of Emmanuel?
以马内利呢，叫以马就是同在的意思。
Ima means with.
New, N-U 就是我们。
New means us.
E-L, L 就是神。
L is God.
啊，在我们中文呢翻译出来，同在我们神不同嘛，所以呢中文的翻译就说神与我们同在。
So translation is God with us.
好，这好像英文刚才弟兄翻译的一样了哈。以马内利呢，不但在旧约里面告诉我们。
So Emmanuel is in Old Testament.
在以赛亚书第七章十四节里面很清楚告诉我们。
In book of Isaiah chapter 7 verses 14.
神透过先知以赛亚来告诉当时的人。
So through prophet Isaiah he told us.
他说因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他们的名叫以马内利。
Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and he will call him Emmanuel.
这个是旧约的预言。
So this is a prophecy from the Old Testament.
但是新约应验了。
But it fulfilled in the New Testament.
在约翰福音第一章很清楚告诉我们。
It's very clearly spelled out in John chapter 1 verses 1.
就是第一节跟十四节里面很清楚告诉我们。
So it's very clear in book of John chapter 1 verses 1 and 11.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and word was God.
十四节，道成肉身。
The word became flesh.
住在我们中间。
And made his dwelling among us.
充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
We have seen the glory of the one and the only.
所以这些都已经很清楚告诉我们。
So it's clearly spelled out.
以马内利已经很清楚解释给我们听。
So Emmanuel means God with us.
神与我们同在。
God with us.
但是以马内利的里面的到底那个内涵告诉我们什么呢？
What's the explanation of God with us means?
告诉我们他的慈爱，他的信实，还有他的应许。
His loving kindness, his faithfulness, and his promise.
我们怎么可以知道他的慈爱呢？
How do we know his loving kindness?
我们知道以马内利是神与我们同在，耶稣基督的降生就是证明他与我们同在。
Jesus born to us to be with us.
我们从腓立比书第二章第六、第七、第八节我们就可以知道。
So we can tell from Philippians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9.
耶稣基督的降生，
The birth of Jesus Christ.
他本有神的形象。
So he was found appearance of a man.
第七节腓立比书第二章第七节，反倒虚己，成为人的样式。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
第八节
，verses eight,
全心顺服父神，成就救恩。
And being found in appearance as a man.He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on cross.
他的慈爱在这里了。
You can see his loving kindness.
还有在约翰福音第三章十六节也告诉我们。
And John 3:16.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
So he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes shall not perish, but have
eternal life. 这个就是神对你对我的慈爱。
This is the love of God for you and me.
以马内利也是说明一件事，就是他的信实。
Emmanuel also means his faithfulness.
刚才我们已经说过了，旧约神讲过的话算数的。
Because the Old Testament fulfilled.
新约就应验了。
Fulfilled in New Testament.
中间相隔很多很多年。
There's a time between Old Testament and New Testament.
但是因为我们所相信的神是信实的神。
Because his faithfulness.
一句话都没有落空的。
So nothing will came empty.
所以到新约的时候，时候到了了。
When time comes, it will fulfill the promise.
耶稣就降生了。
So Jesus was born.
所以神是信实的。
So God is faithful.
第三方面，以马内利说明他的应许。
Also showed Lord's promise.
刚才我们念过第二十节，最后一章二十八章二十节。
So we read before chapter 28 verses 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在。
So if you obey me, I'll be with you always.
但是这个应许呢，是带有应许条件的应许。
There's a conditional promise.
神，我们汲取神的同在。
So God with us.
我们必须要遵守他的话语。
We need to obey his command.
我们必须要听他的话语。
Listen to his words.
行他的话语。
Practice his words.
我们真自力行才可以。
So we have to obey and practice.
我们怎么样可以能够汲取神的同在呢？
So how can we remember his presence?
假如我们单单只是听，
we just listen.
我们没有实际的在我们的生活，在我们的服事行出来的时候，
we never practice.
我们就没有办法汲取神的同在。
Then there will be no promise. We cannot remember God with us.
所以以马内利是很清楚告诉我们，
So it's pretty clear. God with us.
不但说明耶稣的慈爱，
His loving kindness，
不但说明他的信实，
faithfulness，
更说明他的应许，
especially his promise。
所以呢，这个应许不但是我们遵守他的话语带有那个条件，还有他的应许是带有权柄的。
The promise depends on our obedience and the promise carried power。
我们可以看最后一章啊，马太福音二十八章十八节。
So Matthew chapter 28 verses 18。
好，我们可以看圣经怎么说呢？
So Scripture says，
他说他们见了耶稣，就拜他。还有人疑惑。十九节哈，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Verses 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit.
所以他是给我们是有权柄的。
So he gave us our power.
当我们有神的同在的时候，
When God with us, we have power.
当我们听他的话语，当我们实行他的话语的时候，神与我们同在。
When we listen and practice, we will have power.
我们就会经历到他的权柄，他的应许里面的权柄。
We will experience the power of his promise.
这个是非常非常有意思的一件事情。
This is very meaningful in our life.
我们知道他是有权柄的，所以呢，刚才在青少年他们演出那个圣经故事，有三博士就来拜他。
So there are three wise men worshipped Jesus Christ.In earlier performance.
在古代中东的时候，拜这个字呢，只有对神对王才可以有这个动作的。
Worship means to the king, to the Lord.
所以他们来拜他，就证明耶稣他是有权柄，他是王。
So the wise man bow down means Jesus Christ has power.
以马内利是很重要。
Emmanuel is very important.
今天我们每一位信徒，我们都需要汲取以马内利。
All Christians need to remember God with us. Emmanuel.
当我们继续以马内利的时候，神的与我们同在的时候，
When we remember Emmanuel, God with us,
我们才可以真正的经历到在主里面的真正的平安、喜乐跟盼望。
We can truly experience the peace and future and the fruit
and hope.
And hope.
在过去的一个礼拜，我曾经呢有机会跟师母参加那个国际真爱家庭协会的举办的一个夫妻营。
Last week we attend another meeting.
一个 retreat.
Another retreat.
这个 retreat 呢是主要是给 couple 的给夫妻的。
It's a couple retreat.
在里面的呢，我们发觉有一对的夫妻。
We discovered there's one couple.
他的太太呢常常戴着那个帽子。
The wife always wear a hat.
后来我才知道，原来他在过去曾经他有癌症，动过一个很大的手术。
Because she had chemotherapy for cancer.
所以那个头发都没有了。
So she didn't have much hair.
他就戴着一个帽子。
That's why she wear hairs all the time.
但是很奇妙一件事情。
But
他常常都有喜乐。
But he always shows
很幽默。
Peace and happiness.
他在我们当中很活泼。
And he's very active.
他已经是一位长者了。
He's a senior citizen.
哈，但是呢，她有这样的表现。
But we can tell she's happy.
她不但是这样哦，从前她曾经把她的经历，用文章来在这个基督教的杂志里面登出来。
She also wrote her testimony in a publication.
啊，从这位姊妹的身上，我们看到她真的是经历到，常常经历到神与她同在的更甜。
We can see Emmanuel in her presence.
各位弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你有没有想过，你有没有经历过神同在的更甜
？Have you experienced God with you？
在你的灵修，在你的读经，在你的祷告生活里面，你有没有这样的经历呢
？When you do your devotion, your praying, do you experience God with you？
好，在你的查经班里面，在你的敬拜的生活里面，你有没有经历到真正的神与你同在的更甜呢
？During Bible study worship, do you truly experience God with you？
求神帮助我们。
God help us.
假如我们过去在我们的灵修、我们的读经、祷告的生活没有做到那么好
，because we may not be truly devotion. Do when we do our devotion.
求神帮助我们，从今以后我们再来。
God help us.
Never too late. 还有机会的。
We can always revive our spiritual life.
从明天开始，我们好好的读经祷告。
Start from tomorrow. Let's study really.
经历到神同在的更甜
Experience God with us
以马内利
Emmanuel
然后不单是这样
Not only that
我们也知道哈，我们需要实行他给我们的使命
We also need to fulfill his command
在耶稣基督的降生我们知道他有使命的
God gave Jesus Christ to us for a commission
在马太福音第一章二十一节
And Matthew chapter 1,
在开始的时候
in the beginning,
已经告诉我们他来是有使命的
There's a mission for his birth on earth
因为天使对约瑟说
Angel,
你要给他起名叫耶稣因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来
Because he was born Jesus Christ He will save people from sin
他的降生是有带有使命的
Jesus has completed his mission on earth.
我们从四福音里面我们可以看到
We can tell from the four gospels.
他怎么样来实行他的使命呢
How he practiced and completed
在路加福音告诉我们
In book of Luke.
他来是寻找失丧的人
He come and search the people on earth.
在马太福音第九章三十五节
In book Matthew chapter 9.
他说耶稣走遍各城各乡在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音。
So Jesus traveled through the land in synagogue, teaching the word of God.
还有在马可福音第六章第七、第八节里面也告诉我们。
Also in book of Mark.
他差遣十二个门徒，两个两个到过去去传福音。
He sent disciples two by two to spread the gospel.
然后在马可福音十六章十五节也告诉我们。
And the book of Mark.Chapter 16,
你们要往普天下去传福音给万民来听
He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
然后在约翰福音十九章三十节告诉我们
And then book of John 19,
当他被钉在十字架的时候
when he was
最后的一个时刻他尝了那个醋之后他就说成了他就低头了
And because the verse 30 said he drank, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished."
所以我们看耶稣基督整个的一生里面，我们可以看到他出生的使命已经实现了。
From his life story, we know Jesus has completed his mission on earth.
所以当他升天的时候
，when he ascended to heaven,
在马太福音二十八章十九二十节也给我们有使命。
Because when he ascended to the heaven in book of Matthew chapter 28,
他给你也有使命
mission to you and me.
大使命的中心的目的是让别人能够成为耶稣的门徒
The great commission is so that everyone can be his disciple.
但是大使命需要的回应是什么呢？行动
And the response to the great commission is action.
这次我感谢主哈，我刚刚十一月份我从南非做宣教回来。
last November, I went to South Africa for a mission.
啊，在那个 Johannesburg 里面呢，我学到有一个什么叫大使命的水果。
And Johannesburg, I learned what's the fruit of Great Commission.
你知道什么是大使命的水果吗？
What's the fruit of Great Commission?
我都没有听过，我都不知道。后来有一位牧师哈，是那个华富会的总干事李寿全牧师告诉我们。
I never heard about this fruit until another pastor mentioned that to me.
他说是芒果。
It's mango.
Mango.
Mango. If you separate mango, it's mango.
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 我说啊，很有意思哦。
That's very profound.
他就继续来就说，但是有一个男生很调皮，他就说，为什么只是 mango?
But there's a man say, why only mango?
那个女在当中有一个女生就说了。
And the woman presence.
他说我们女生都有趣啊，那你看我们美男浸信会 Annie Armstrong 还有谁啊
Lonnie Moon
Lonnie Moon
Annie
他们都是很好的例子啊。
They are good example of female missionary、
啊、我们现在也有很多女生都去了
And there are many female missionary、
啊、当然这个是笑话了哈
But it's just a joke、嗯
啊、所以就把这个呢后来他就去到另外一个州去那个 Chicago
So when you went to Chicago,
就告诉一个年轻人
you mentioned that to a young man.
这什么叫大使命的水果
What's the fruit of Great Commission?
但是这位年轻人很聪明
But it's a very smart young
man. 他说 mango 也不是 mango, 不是一个是好还需要一点
But he said something more.
他说用这个水果来表达更好
Another fruit is better.
就请那个牧师来猜他猜不到
And he asked,Pastor, what's the other fruit? Is even
后来他就说，在台湾有一种的水果叫白香果。
Oh, there's another one, passion fruit in Taiwan.
啊 ，passion fruit， 对了。他说，宣教不单是需要意向 vision， 更需要 passion。
You need vision and passion for a commission. For
假如我们只是有一个意向，我们看见，我们知道是不够的。
Vision is not enough.
我们需要有一个怜悯的心怀
So we need to have passion
我们这样我们才可以实行这个宣教
So that we can really respond to the Great Commission for
我们才可以 实行那个大使命
So that we can practice
各位弟兄姊妹朋友们今天我们庆祝纪念耶稣基督的降生
Now we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ
我们不但需要知道他是我们的主我们的救主我们的基督
We not only need to know he's our Lord, Savior and Messiah
我们不但是需要知道他是昨日今日一直到永远他是常与我们同在的神
He's with us past, present and future Always
今天我们庆祝的时候请你不要忘记耶稣给你给我的大使命
We need to remember his great commission to us.
我们需要努力的去传福音。
We need to respond and spread the gospel.
可能在我们当中，神感动你在这里，在加州来做见证，来传福音，很好。
God may touch you here to be the witness in California. That's good.
但是可能有一些弟兄姊妹，神感动你需要出去外面的、国外的、其他州的来传福音，也是很好。
God may touch you.To spread the gospel out of state.
无论如何，我们必须要在庆祝纪念耶稣基督降生的时候，我们应该送一份宝贵的礼物给我们的主。
Regardless, during the Christmas, we need to give a precious gift to our Lord.
因为在 Christmas 的期间，我们常常的想到送礼物给亲友、弟兄姊妹等等等等。
We give our gifts to all our friends, relatives.
但是我们千万不要忘记。我们也需要送一份礼物给我们的主耶稣。
Don't forget our gifts to the Lord.
其实来说，我们的主是万有的主。
God says everything.
啊，他不需要我们什么的礼物的。
He doesn't need us for anything.
因为他是万有的主。
He created everything.
但是他喜欢我们为他做见证，带领人信耶稣。
But he loves our obedience to be his witness.
所以求神帮助我们。
God help us.
在我们在这一段的期间庆祝纪念耶稣基督的降生。
So during holiday season, Christmas,
向你的亲友、向你的朋友、邻居来做见证。
send the good news to your friends and relatives and your neighbors.
在你的家里面也好，在你的举行那个 party 也好，我们用一个感恩的心，还有一个用见证传给那些还没有信耶稣的人。
In your household during party, remember to spread the gospel, especially to a non-believer.
好，我们现在我们低头，我们就回应我们所听到的信息。我们祷告，我们就唱祷告当中，我们就请我们的指挥Margaret 带领我们唱一首的诗歌作为回应。
Let's respond with a hymn.
我们唱114首。
Hymn 114.
我们只唱第一节。
First verse only.
在我们当中的弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们来做一个总结，就是我们庆祝耶稣基督的降生。第一，我们需要接受他做我个人的救主，做我的神。
We need to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior.
假如我们当中你还没有相信耶稣的话，今天是你美好的机会。
If you haven't received Jesus, today is the time.
因为牧师可以为你祷告。
The pastor will pray for you.
假如我们当中我们已经相信主了，但是我们需要在主的里面，无论什么的情况，我们常常都渴望能够汲取神的同在的话。
For believer, you want to remember God with us.
现在是你回应的时候。
It's time for you to respond.
无论你在灵修读经，你希望能够有改进的话。
You want to improve your devotional.
你可以来举手来做一个回应，牧师为你祷告。
You can raise your hand, pastor will pray for you.
还有，假如在庆祝的期间，你很想为主做见证，向着还没有信耶稣的人传福音的，也可以做一个回应。
During Christmas time, during party, you want to spread the gospel, be a witness, raise your hand.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，
When we sing this hymn,
但愿这些的歌词来打动我们的心，让圣灵来带领我们。
May the lyrics touch your heart, let the Holy Spirit be our guidance.
让我们每一个人在主的面前，
Let everyone here,
都说神啊，求你住在我的心，我的心有空处为你。
Love fulfill my heart, fill the emptiness.
好，我们请指挥带领我们。